I think general managers are going to be more in a hot seat than head coaches.
People have posed as me on Facebook before.
I don't know if one way or the other is better, but I know that we won a championship by letting men be men.
Hello, everybody, and it is Friday. That means it's Purple Passion time. Brett Harris with you, of course, with our round table of experts, former Ravens, Brad Jackson, Kyle Richardson, and Kadri Ismail. And, of course, this is our holiday edition post-Thanksgiving. And I noticed all three of you kind of rolled in here this morning.
So. Yeah, tryptophan. That's what it is.
Who?
Trip, where are we going on a trip to?
I don't know.
Trip to a nap.
I don't feel so good. Can I just lean on you?
It's called the itis in some categories.
So you guys all got a nice meal in. A lot of football on Thursday. Did you guys get a chance to watch a little football?
I heard it. I heard it on radio as I was preparing.
That's because you were cooking.
I was doing a lot of cooking. I was doing cooking and cleaning. I was the sous chef.
Okay.
So I was the assistant to the assistant, making sure things went well.
What was the dish you made? What's your specialty in the kitchen?
Oh, well, number one, you got to peel the potatoes, cut them just right, and then it's all about mashing them perfectly. Of course, I had the 30-pound turkey because I had a lot of people over for Thanksgiving.
Woo.
It was nice and fresh. 30-pounder, yeah. Got up at 7 a.m.
Big money.
The briner, had to brine it all up, make it just right, and then, of course, you got to have the cranberry sauce.
Oh, yeah. Cranberry sauce goes with the turkey. That's the way to do it, so.
Did 30-pound turkey?
I got hungry. Like, did you see that? Brad is hungry.
Brad,
is there any leftovers?
Leftovers.
Hey, what's the deal? We could be eating right now.
Leftovers there.
All right, let's talk a little football, Thanksgiving style. And one game really stood out to that Houston-Detroit game because I think a lot of Ravens fans watching that game, hoping that the Lions would beat Houston. And the big play in that when Justin Forsett, the long touchdown run where no whistle blows. He gets up. Clearly he's down. His elbow and knee are down. He goes for a touchdown. And then Jim Schwartz, the head coach for the Lions, throws the challenge flag. Were you as confused as I was at that point?
It threw me off for a dynamic run like that. But I knew that right as he was kind of going down, it was like, okay, he's down. Oh, he's gonna score. Oh, wow. Okay, that's going to be coming back. And I was kind of preparing myself. And then when the whole flow of the game happened as far as the legality of him not being able to challenge it and because of him throwing it illegally, then therefore it canceled out any other automatic challenge and therefore that touchdown stood, it made it feel like, okay, the Detroit Lions, you just got gypped once again.
Yeah, but my thing is, get it on Thanksgiving. My thing is, get it right when you're talking about having to review a play.
Right.
And at that point, you weren't allowed to get it right. I think, was the more frustrating part of it.
But that's what Jimmy Schwartz knew, that he was already, he knew, and he came out after the game saying, this was on me. This is my fault because I know the rules, and the rule is you have to wait for them to do the replay before you can actually throw the challenge flag.
It's a bad rule, isn't it?
It's a hard rule.
I didn't even know that it was a rule. It cost them. That was almost, you know, that touchdown right there, you know, basically allowed Houston back in the game and obviously contributed to the Lions' loss because, again, by that rule being what it was, that's crazy. Like, just because what if the flag accidentally fell out of his pocket when he's running down the field and the refs see the flag on the ground and they say, well, because you threw the flag, you get punished for it. In that heated moment as a coach, even if you know the rule, you're talking about everything that goes on.
Right there.
You talked about it. He had both elbows. One elbow, two.
You saw that.
Just review it. If you want to give him a penalty, give the coach the 15-yard penalty. Still review the play, though. I don't see why you can't do both.
That's a player.
Right. So that was our appetizer. Houston wins that over Detroit. The main course, Washington beating Dallas 38-31, RG3 going off four touchdowns.
Well, how about
he's
this
fun
guy?
To watch.
And that first half was amazing. Yeah. What was more impressive to me was when the Cowboys did come back within 7 points, what did he do? He came back and answered that with his own drive and got him down to score three, and then he put another seven on top of it. So the guy has really got a command of what's going on right
and,
now.
And look, that's national TV. Maybe rookie of the year when everybody had a chance to see that.
Against
right?
Dallas Thanksgiving, yeah. Everybody's watching it, and he's back home in his home state of Texas.
Right. Yep.
I mean, he played well. A lot of times you don't get people that play as well when they get in front of family and friends, but he shined bright as could be in Big D.
New York for dessert put it all over the Jets. Wow. How much fun was that to watch? Wow. By the way, I think, what is it, three touchdowns in 52 seconds
for
the Patriots.
Yeah, I think the Patriots.
New England, 49-19.
Well, once again, we're talking about a team that is coached well. We're talking about a talented team that has great chemistry. We're talking about guys who understand the situation of the moment and play great situational football. But on the flip side of it, I'm telling you right now, if I was Woody Johnson, I'm like, Mike Tannenbaum, gun. You're you're out of here. Rex, I love you as a guy and all that. That's all well and good, but you're out of here too. Both of those guys, I just don't see it happening. I mean, that was just poor preseason football of guys who should be cut from the team, not stars on your team.
I ask you this, good buddy. If you're a head coach.
Yeah.
And the GM gives you, like Bill Parcells said years ago, if you want me to cook the dinner, you got to at least let me buy the groceries. Yeah. Well, it's hard for Rex to make a dinner when he going into his cabinet and he ain't got nothing but spam and ramen noodles because there's a lot of garbage. And I'm not saying it because he's...
here's the deal. He took a bag of food.
We know Q-Kick. But no, I just honestly think that Tannenbaum has done a poor job of getting talent around.
There is no talent.
So it's hard to coach. Wait a second. Did Tannenbaum fumble the ball twice?
No, Sean Green is going to be my franchise running back.
Yeah, Sean Green's he's no not a franchise running back. You should have brought somebody in.
There's no receivers for him to throw to. We all know, guys,
however, the chemistry is on coaching. And I'm telling you right now, there is no chemistry.
I think it all goes back to how much different is this team than the one that went to the AFC Championship game twice?
I thought that was.
No, dynamic is a veteran.
There's no LT, but LT was pretty old at that time.
Things changed.
And whether Tebow is the right guy or not, he's
just not good for that team.
Right. And LT and those veteran guys, even though they may be older or slower, they're still good leaders. You know, like our guys, we have guys on our team that are older or slower, not good as they once was, as Toby Keith said, but they're as good as they once were about 16, 17 times a year. Yeah, you know, I know about country music.
We can go that. We can hashtag that Save Rex Ryan because I know that's going to be on Twitter right after this show.
Free Rex Ryan.
The other hashtag this past week was hashtag Free Ed Reed.
That's so ridiculous. And that jail?
And that comes to fruition. Wishing because Ed Reed had the one game suspension. You were all over it.
One game suspension. Not free Ed Reed. You free Nelson Mandela.
You retweeted.
You
retweeted.
And now Ed's playing.
No, I did. I was like, that's the most stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, Rick, he's going to play. He's going to play on Sunday. What did you guys think? Supposedly his third violation. How do you think the way the whole thing unfolded?
But the three violation thing confuses me because I'm like in 3 years. I mean, when does it start? And then at the same time, the hit. You know, Emmanuel Sanders deep over route makes a great catch. But as you're seeing it, it's such a bang bang play. Ed was in position. Ed didn't lunge up at him or leave his feet.
I just thought
Emmanuel Sanders was trying to protect himself, and hit. Ed gets caught between a rock and a hard place.
And you see his left shoulder.
With you. I think on that play, it's very questionable why you would even get fined. The bigger issue here to me, I think this is the biggest issue that has come up in the NFL yet. The competition committee or whoever is making this decision, Ted Cottrell, is the guy that is in the power to make a decision of whatever the future of certain players are going to be. This was a huge mandate,
and
it was a good way to see this outcome come because it says now the power's not always on the NFL side. This sways back to where the players now can have a say, and you have a voice, and you have somebody you can go talk to because eventually they overturn.
We're talking about three violations. We're going to take a look at the other two that we're talking about in addition to the Sanders hit.
Is ridiculous.
Go back to Deion Branch in this hit. And again, and Q, you just talked about the receiver who ducks his head, and as a receiver formerly playing – Brad loves the hit.
I love it. It's a great hit.
But the fact is, you have to take some responsibility as a receiver, right?
Duck your head.
I've had many a slant route going across the middle. Right. We didn't have as liberal of a rule protecting a wide receiver. It's instinct. I know if a guy's coming at me, I'm going to go ahead and protect myself.
Yes.
I'm going in the fetal position. Well, not totally, yourself. But that's the instinct of your brain. Yep. You're like I got to go ahead and pull everything in. But that being
all of a sudden, the tryptophan just wore off, and Brad's ready to strike.
I was buzzing by him crossing the middle.
But if Brad tried to do that, I mean, it'd be like the Pillsbury Doughboy right now. I'd be like,
What about the Drew Brees hit? What did you think of that one?
Well,
Brad?
Of course, that's another one. You see right here, Ed comes on a blitz. Drew, you'll see he's going for the tomahawk chop, which we're trying to get the ball out. But to me, that was the biggest problem I had is – with Ed Reed's situation, take the money out of him. When you suspend him, you're talking about changing the competitive balance of the Baltimore Ravens. Now, we know it was over because the suspension got lifted, but imagine if we had to go to San Diego with no Ed Reed. Considine's only been in the building. It could really – against a passing team. So
it could have been huge.
It's just one of those things that when does it start and stop? Every year in March – that's when the right. NFL counter starts.
Right.
So I think it should be the same thing.
I got you. And it saves Ed Reed a lot of money, too, by the way, which will be coming handy during Christmas time. Yeah. All right. You can get involved in the show. As you know, send us your Twitter question, hashtag at Purple Passion. We'll pick the best ones, and we'll have it on the show. We have one of those Twitter questions coming up after the break, and much more. Also, our Pick'em paddle as we get the opinions of all these great men up here. Coming up right after the break.
The Maryland Lottery's presentation of Purple Passion is brought to you by the Ravens Cash Fantasy Scratch-Offs, only from the Maryland Lottery.